Gianignese Seguin has been known to conduct the St. Matthew Passion and La Traviata on the same day, but he recently returned from a 2-month work hiatus brought on by illness. Now, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, Yannick is learning how to pace himself, but not from his predecessor at the Rotterdam Philharmonic.
Right when Gianignese Seguin seemed to have his groove back after his Christmastime illness, he canceled his final Rusalka at the Metropolitan Opera. Well, between Rusalkas, he'd been hopscotching between Philadelphia, New York, and Montreal. And if the word no doesn't come easily to him, it's for artistic reasons.
I'm not as young as I used to be, and there's something about that impulse of making music which is so great, and I certainly don't want to change. For me, having a very full time here in Philadelphia, which I can combine sometimes with New York like this, is not something I want to compromise, because I think it makes me grow as an artist and it makes everyone also benefit from it.
This is what the glamorous life can look like. Last April, his London Philharmonic tour had 10 concerts in 10 European cities with one day off. Less visibly, mastering and remastering great pieces can be a bottomless pit. Artists don't always know they're overloaded until they're in the thick of it. And in November, Gianignese Seguin was grounded by a sinus attack.
We decided just to have all the tests needed and take all the meds that were needed for this, and to avoid that this would come back in the future.
His cancellations in Philadelphia have been relatively unobtrusive. With his Rotterdam Philharmonic, he dropped out of an entire tour. Here, he missed a week late last year and will miss another in March to save him a transatlantic crossing.
You know, I used to say, always, I'm not like Gergiev. And, you know, I counted the concerts last season and, yeah, it's a little bit, I mean, it's far from Gergiev, but it's a little bit much.
Maybe we should all have photos of the ever-exhausted Valery Gergiev pasted on our bathroom mirrors to remind us that there can be too much of a great thing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.